Good Vach, Shavuot Tov. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker, Brooklyn, New York. And tonight's shir is Zchus L'Refuah Shleima for Mrs. Rachel Zlotowitz, Chava Fega Rachel Bas Chaya for Refuah Shleima. And the Zchus of our learning together, all those who need a Refuah should get a Refuah, and all those who need a Yeshua should have a Yeshua. One of the central moments in the Sedra is, of course, when Yaakov meets this Ish, and they battle. And the Pasuk says that in preparation for meeting Esav, Yaakov takes his family, Vayikachem, Vayavirema es hanachal, he takes his family and he crosses them across the river into safety, Vayaver es asher lo, and he takes everything that he has and he brings it to the other side, Vayivaser Yaakov levado, and then Yaakov is left alone. So there's a problem here in the Pasuk. And the problem is, if the Pasuk means that Yaakov sent his family and his possessions across the river, then the Pasuk would say, Vayishalchem, or Vayishalach, or something like that. He sent them, or Vayishlach, he sent them. But the Pasuk uses the Lashon of Vayaavirem, Vayaaver, which means, and he passed them, he crossed them. In other words, he did it himself. If I'm sending you, that means I'm sending you off. If I'm taking you by hand and I'm doing it myself, that's when I am crossing you. So the problem with the Pasuk is, why is Yaakov represented here as being alone? And this is the problem for which the Medrash comes up with a solution by Rashi quotes famously, he went back for the Pachim Ketanim. But we have to appreciate why the Medrash is addressing that altogether. Because according to the simple read of the Pesukim, Yaakov shouldn't be alone. Yaakov was with his family on the other side of the river. So he came back. Question is, after understanding the fact, what is the judgment? Is the Medrash making a judgment here? Is this a good thing or a bad thing that he went back for the Pachim Ketanim? And that is open to some measure of ambiguity. So I'd like to share with you three Midrashim on this Pasuk, Vayivaser Yaakov Levado, Yaakov was alone, and then Vayayav Ekishimo, and he battled with this mystery person. And each one of these provides us, I believe, a different insight, a different perspective on this experience of Yaakov and the Ish. Says the Medrash, Rabbi Chunya Amar, Nidme lo bidmus roe. This angel, whatever it was, appeared to Yaakov Avino as a roe. Interestingly enough, Yaakov was a roe. Lazetzon v'lazetzon. So Yaakov is a roe, this person is a roe. He has sheep, Yaakov has sheep. Lazegmalim v'lazegmalim. They both have camels. Amar lo, he says to Yaakov Avino, Haver shulcha v'achakach ani mavir shul. You send your stuff across first, you go ahead, you go forward, and then I will come up after you. Heavier Yaakov Avinu Shalo. So Yaakov indeed did bring all his stuff across. And then Amar, he said, Nachser v'nechme dilman shinan klum. Maybe, we left something precious behind. Let's go back and see if we left anything behind. When he gets back, that's when the conflict begins. So I believe what the secret to unlocking the message of this Medrash is the fact that the image of the Malach comes in as exactly a mirror for Yaakov. Looks exactly like Yaakov, is like Yaakov, has the sheep and the camels, everything is like Yaakov. So perhaps one can suggest that what the Medrash here is saying is that this wasn't about simply a conflict, al pi pshat, between Yaakov and some external force, but this is Yaakov and himself. And now, with that perspective, the rest of the Medrash flows forth very beautifully. Amar lo haver eshelcha, in this internal conflict, there are two ways in which a person can deal with conflict. There is to be mired in the challenge, mired in the difficulty, sticking in the mud, or moving forward. And the truth of the matter is there's really only one way to deal with difficulty, with challenge, and that is to move forward. Whether it's a problem with a spouse, with a child, with a neighbor, with a coworker, with anybody. When there is conflict, when there is difficulty, when there is anxiety, when there is emotional discord, a person cannot just sit in it. You have to be able to move forward. And so therefore he says, you go first, and then I, the unresolved conflict, will come on after you. Because if a person is able to move forward, then they can resolve the issues of their past. But if you sit in the past, you can do nothing except wallow. And therefore, the Medrash continues, Yaakov Avinu did just that. He went forward, but he made the fatal mistake. Amar Nachzer V'Nechme. Let's go back and see. And the point of the matter is, you can never go back. Going back is only a pathway to self-destruction. And as soon as he goes back, as soon as he makes it back to the other side of the river, for what even? For what? For some pachim kitanim, as we said? That's what he's going back for. As soon as you go back, that's the pathway to self-destruction. And this is the first medrash. But there is a second medrash, a second sort of version of what Chachamim want us to learn here. And let me just add one more point. Chazal are always concerned, especially in the Midrashim, about helping us to understand and appreciate what we can do in our personal lives and in the lives of Klal Yisrael to move us from Galus to Geula. Because, of course, Chazal are giving Musar to Klal Yisrael in the years and the decades and the centuries just after the Churban. And Klal Yisrael is living with the ripples of that trauma. And so Chazal are saying, if you want to undo the Churban, you have to move forward. You cannot stay mired in Churban. You have to be able to see a way forward, to grow, to develop, to become better, more refined. And then, by doing that, you can fix the problems of the Churban. But Yaakov takes a step back. Nachzor v'nechme. And so, if a person wants to stay on Tisha B'Av all year long, you're never going to get out of Churban. There's a time for Tisha B'Av. There's a time to remember and reflect and think. But ultimately, a person has to be going forward. And by going forward and moving on and seizing the opportunities for growth and development and for profundity and meaning and purpose, then and only then can a person then take their unresolved past and unleash its power of growth potential. But there's a second medrash. And the second medrash says, Rabbi Chiya, Rabba, Rabbi Shimon, Barabi. These chachamim were engaged in some type of business venture. And they were buying and selling and so on. And they went up to the city, and they sold, and then they left. They conducted their business, buying and selling. And then they left. And after they left, they said, you know what? Nelech v'nitposa umenosav oseinu. Let's do what our Zaydi did. Nachzor v'nechme I in shinon klum. Let's go back and see if we left any of our merchandise there. Chazrun, they went back, v'ashkechan, and they found that they left some valuable merchandise. The bystanders looking at this said, wow, where did you come up with such a brilliant idea to go back and check for things they might have missed and they might have left? And they respond, you know where we got it from? Min Yaakov Saba, from the Zaydi Yaakov. Dechziv ha'ivosar Yaakov levado. Because that's exactly what Yaakov did. So this sounds like going back is a good thing. If the first medrash going back seemed to be problematic, here going back seems to be quite positive. So what's the difference? The difference is that here, going back is for the purpose of finding opportunity. It is not for the purpose of wallowing in past difficulty, but rather to find missed opportunity, find something to be able, a gem that was missed, some piece of valuable merchandise, and to apply that into our lives to find the opportunities for us to grow and develop. And again, thinking about it from the perspective of Galus and Geula, is the purpose of going back to sit in sackcloth all day and mourn? Well, there's a time for that. But if a person is spending their whole life sitting in sackcloth and mourning, then there is never the opportunity for bringing Geula. Because Geula demands actions, actions that undo the problems of Galus. And similarly, this is what happens in Medrash number 2. They don't go back for negative reasons. They don't go back to sit and wallow. They go back to find the gems, the precious merchandise, the opportunities to be able to become, to be better, to be more refined, to be more spiritual, if we apply this message of Chazal to our spiritual lives. It's not just about two chachamim that went back and found a piece of expensive shmata. It's a chachamim going back and finding the missed opportunities and seizing those opportunities. And that is ultimately what can bring a geula, is to find the opportunities for chesed, for kindness, for ahava, for achdus, for sensitivity, for compassion, for achmanus, to be able to turn a sinas chinam into avas chinam. Where are those opportunities? Let's go back and see where we can find them. And so here you have two different midrashim telling us about the model of Yaakov Avinu, about how to go from a place of challenge, of difficulty, of gullus internally, of gullus individually, of gullus nationally, and go from that place of gullus to geula. In both midrashim, we have the notion of Yaakov going back. In one case, it brings about disaster by Yehovah Kishimo. And the other case, it brings about finding an opportunity for something amazing. What's the difference? In both cases, they're going back. And the answer to that lies, it's not in where we're going, it's how we're going. Are we going back simply to backtrack? Or are we going to retrace our steps and find the breadcrumbs that will help us to get out of the woods? And then we have a third and final medrash. And the third and final medrash is Rabbanon Amri L'Archilistim Nidmalo, that in fact this angel, this person came in the image of a bandit. And here the bandit says to Yaakov Avinu, again, Lazetzon V'Lazetzon, Lazegmalim V'Lazegmalim, they both have stuff. Amar Lo, he says to Yaakov Avinu, Haver Shaliv Ani Haver Shalcha, you know what? Why don't you take my stuff across the river and I'll take your stuff across? And Yaakov Avinu says, that sounds like a fair deal. And he cuts a deal. But Hevir HaMalach HaShalal Yaakov Avinu Keharifayin. The Malach takes Yaakov Avinu's stuff in the blink of an eye. V'Yavinu Yaakov, Mavir Chozer Mashkech, Mavir Chozer Mashkech, Kol HaLayla. And Yaakov's working all night long. What's the meaning of this Medrash? The Medrash is telling us is that sometimes we cut a deal with the devil, as it were, and we don't even realize it, and we get mired and sucked into it, and we're just going all night long, working our side of the deal, which is no deal at all. And Yaakov then has a moment of realization. Amar lei, pharmakos. You're some type of sorcerer. You're some type of shade. You're some type of terrible mystical being. Ba'osa shah, Rabbi Pinchas says, Ba'osa shah, natal Yaakov Avinu, v'nasan lo besoch tzavaro. Yaakov Avinu took some type of scarf or something and put it around the neck of this being. Amar Avhuna, Rav Huna says, Basof, Amar HaMalach. The Malach says, I'm going to tell Yaakov exactly who I am. I'm not a shade, I'm not some type of sorcerer, I'm not some type of magician. I'm going to tell him who I am. I'm a malach. Me'asa, what did he do? Nasan etzbo ba'aret, he put his finger on the ground, his chilaret tosesesesh, and like a volcano erupts. Amar lo Yaakov, min da'ata matchale, you're going to strike fear into me? I'm this and much more. As the Medrash concludes, hadahu d'chsiv b'haya beis Yaakov esh. You're trying to scare me with fire? I'm kuloesh, I'm all fire. And the pasuk that the Medrash concludes with to make this point is from Sefer Ovadia. And it's actually from the Haftarah which was read this morning. And the pasuk is of Ahaya Beis Yaakov Esh, the house of Yaakov is Esh. And the pasuk concludes, the house of Yaakov is Esh, and Esav is straw that can be consumed by it. You know how we consume Esav? Esav representing is the father of Edom, which is the father of Rome, which is the father of the Golos. You know how we confront that? Number one is we confront it. Number two is not being mired in the past. You know how we confront it? By number three, going forward and doing whatever we can to seize the opportunities to make ourselves better and to make Klal Yisrael a more refined nation and thus to make the world a more refined place. You know how we do it? We do it by recognizing that we have nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear by encountering the other. There is nothing if to fear by looking at the world around us and saying, we are Beis Yaakov, full of fire. Esh das lamo. If we are cognizant and open to the vast potential, to the power that we hold within each and every one of us, as a consequence of the neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has instilled within each of us, then there's no stopping us. There is no stopping us. And the sky is the limit. And beyond that, maybe even beyond the sky is the limit, the geula is just a step away. So when Chazal looked at this pasuk, Vayove, Vayivasar Yaakov Levado, Vayove Kishimo, said, why is he going back? Where is he going? What's happening? Chazal understood that in these two lines in the pasuk is a vast opportunity for uncovering an important secret, not only for the survival of Klal Yisrael, but for the ability of Klal Yisrael to thrive and ultimately to bring about what we all want, and that is the Geula Shleima b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen. Hakotavach to all.